Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Wyoming continues to go about the business of reopening. The next projected date for the loosening of restrictions is May 15th, when the public will be allowed to gather in bars and restaurants, and larger groups of people in general will be allowed. Governor Mark Gordon announced the state's health orders will expire on that date, and he authorized a special session of the legislature with most state lawmakers working virtually to consider a number of bills regarding how to spend more than $1 billion of federal funds to help residents and businesses in the state. And while most residents welcomed the news, state epidemiologist Alexia Harris warns people not to let their guard down at this crucial time to maintain social distancing and wearing face masks in public. Locally, citizens have been flooding to outdoor service restaurants and looking forward to church services resuming. The Cody Stampede Board of Directors have set a tentative opening date of June 15th, 2 weeks behind schedule for the Cody Night and Stampede Rodeos, and residents continue to look hopefully for Yellowstone National Park's opening for the summer. Despite an order not to collect shed antlers in and around Jackson Hole from the governor, many people have ignored that order and have gone out to harvest the valuable antlers. Officials on the National Elk Refuge, where the public can access the adjacent national forest, counted 260 vehicles arriving at the gates at 6 a.m. on what would have been the normal opening date for antler collection. They report the majority of antler hunters were from out of state. Law enforcement officials stopped 80 individuals who had strayed onto the refuge where harvesting is illegal. During normal times, people who try to take antlers from the refuge are fined $280 for trespassing plus $10 per pound for the antlers in their possession. This year, in the interest of protecting officers from the coronavirus, people are simply told to drop their haul and exit the refuge. And every year, there are stories of conflicts among the antler hunters, but one resident stated that tensions were especially high this year with, quote, straight-up drag-out fistfights breaking out.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
The Wyoming Highway Patrol is looking for a driver who struck and killed a pedestrian north of Cheyenne Wednesday night. Sergeant Jeremy Beck said it happened around 9 p.m. on the U.S. 85 exit curve off of Interstate 25. He said when law enforcement arrived, there was no one around. They're now looking for anyone who may have seen what happened. Beck said the pedestrian was a Cheyenne man but didn't release his name. The investigation is ongoing. House Republican Conference Chair and Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney has issued a statement after introducing legislation to rename the street outside the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C., Li Wenliang Plaza. The bill honors the late Dr. Li Wenliang, the Wuhan-based doctor who warned the world about the coronavirus before the Chinese Communist Party silenced him. A companion bill in the Senate has also been introduced. Cheney said in her statement that the name would remind us of the doctor's heroism and that the Chinese government would be held accountable for the devastating impact of their lies. 14 representatives have signed on as co-sponsors. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.